Blog Talk Radio.
We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever we will sing. Yes, we will sing. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever we will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With our mouths will we make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With our mouths will we make known thy faithfulness to all generations. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever we will sing. Yes, we will sing. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever we will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. 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 Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We praise your name on high. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come this morning with an humble heart. We come this morning, Father, hallelujah, confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Oh, Father, anywhere we failed you, anywhere we've grieved you, anywhere we've come short of your glory, Father God, the things we did we shouldn't have done, the things we said we shouldn't have said, the thoughts that we entertained that was prohibited by you. Oh, God, not only, Father God, those things, but the things we didn't do, you told us to do, the things we didn't do, we should have done, the things we didn't say, that we had an opportunity to say. Oh, Father God, the thoughts, Father God, we could have entertained, should have entertained. Father God, we ask your forgiveness this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, glory. We come to say thank you for the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us hold again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for your angels. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for a roof over our head. We thank you for an open heaven. We thank you, Father God, for the activity of our limbs. We thank you for a reasonable portion of health. Oh, God, we thank you for favor. Oh, glory. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for being our son and being our shield. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. We say thank you for keeping us from danger seen and danger unseen, protecting us from the evil one. Oh, glory. God, we say thank you for this another day that you have made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great. Your name is greatly to be praised. God, we say thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, contract that Satan has set up to come against your children, oh Father God, to wear out the saints in this last day that we're living in. Oh God, oh, we know that Jesus is on the way back. Oh God, and it's sooner than what we realize. It's so close. He's at the door. Father God, extending grace and mercies. God, giving us time to get it together, giving us time to repent, giving us time to turn from our wicked ways, giving us time to pray, giving us time to humble ourselves, giving us time to seek your face, giving us time, Father God, that the sinner can turn to you, the backslider can return to you, Father God, giving us time to release all the unforgiveness that we're holding in our hearts. Oh God, we come pleading this morning, Father God, hallelujah, for the body of Christ, pleading this morning, Father, for we realize that judgment will begin in the house of God. Oh God, we come crying out this morning, Father God, starting with the fivefold ministry, oh God, the apostles, the pastors, the teachers, the bishops, the evangelists, the prophets, all those in leadership, God, not living a holy life, all those in leadership, playing church, oh God, hallelujah, or slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding, think that no one is looking, no one sees them. God, when you see all, you see the heart, those that are preaching one thing and living another thing. Oh God, we cry out for these men and women, Father God, that they might turn right now, Father God, and call upon the name of the Lord so they can get an answer. Turn while there's time to turn. Oh, Father God, to come out of that lukewarm state. Father God, they're neither hot nor cold, but they're lukewarm. They're deceiving your people. Father God, a lot of them are in wolves and sheep clothing. Father God, all they want is the money. Father God, all they want is the prestige. All they want is the limelight. They care nothing less about your people. They care nothing less about your kingdom. They care nothing less about you. Father God, we're crying out, Father God, hallelujah, that in this last hour, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you have halted, Father God, it's that situation is so desperate, Father God, that you have halted our normal services, Father God, the call for an urgent global security protection, Father God, hallelujah, we're living in critical moments, Father God, hallelujah, and you're talking to all of your children that will hear you, Father God, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the leaders, that have called a month of prayer. We thank you for the leaders that have, Father God, called double up prayer, the triple up prayer, Father God, to come down and sackcloth and ashes. Oh, Father God, it's time to pray like we never prayed. It's time to fast like we never fasted. Oh, Father God, it is critical. Father God, this country is on the verge of a nuclear war. Father God, you've already released it to your servants, those who will hear you. Oh, Father God, those, Father God, who are not too carnal to hear a word from the Lord, who have an ear to hear. You've already put out the warning signs, Father God, and people are going back and forth like everything is normal when everything is not normal. Father God, we don't even know what normal is. Glory be to God. It is crucial. It is critical. Father God, souls weigh in the balance. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Oh, Father God, we don't know what our ex-president have already put in order. We don't know, Father God, the countries we are in alliance with, they are in bed with. Oh, Father God, we don't have a clue to all the back office conversations, all the secret agendas. We don't have a clue of what's going on behind the iron curtain, what's going on behind the iron doors. But Father God, you already know the secret discussions. You already know the pacts that have been made, the deals that have been signed. Father God, people don't want to get caught. People don't want to go to jail. People don't want to go down, and they definitely not going down by themselves. And Father God, they said if they're going down, they're going to take some people with them. They're going to take a country with them. They're going to take a nation with them. And if they can, Father God, they'll take the globe. Oh, Father God, Father God, we're crying out today, Father God, for our nations. We're crying today, Father God, hallelujah, for the global epidemic. Father God, hallelujah, as we were praying all this week, Father God, but Father God, this day, we are crying out, for you said if your people that are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, that we can find help. Father God, we're asking you, Father God, oh, Father God, to avert the nuclear war, the nuclear threat. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we don't have a clue what that nuclear war would do. Oh, Father God, we hear that it's devastating. People will melt on the spot. Oh, Father God, blow up and with a second's notice. Oh, Father God, and leave areas of this world in complete utter and disaster. And Father God, the United States of America believes that we're beyond reproach. Oh, Father God, and they think that the nuclear war is just for Russia, just for Ukraine. Oh, Father God, but the United States of America have sinned against you. Oh, Father God, its people has turned its back on you. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, fighting for abortion rights, killing babies. Oh, Father God, men with men, women with women, Father God, oh, hallelujah, they're throwing the mud in your face. Father God, they don't honor you, Father. They stop and pray for 2 days when devastation hits. And soon as Father God is cleared up, they forget where they come from. They forget what you've done. They won't even acknowledge you as Lord. They don't want to say the name Jesus. They want to arrest people and file lawsuits against individuals who would even be bold enough to mention the name Jesus. They thrown Jesus out of the schoolhouse. And when Jesus was thrown out of the schoolhouse, the rifles came in, the guns came in, terrorists came in. Oh, Father God, the devastation that we see in the schoolhouse, we never saw that while prayer was being offered. Oh, Father God, we never saw children slaughtered while prayer was being offered in the schoolhouse. We never saw teachers taken down while prayer was being offered in the schoolhouse. But they want to evict prayer, and now the devil and all of his friends have come into the schoolhouse. They've come into the White House. They've come into the courthouse, oh, Father God, and trying to get into our house, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we are crying out today. Father God, we know you're on your way back. Father God, we don't know how the rapture is going to take place. We don't know if the rapture is going to take place maybe 5 minutes before a nuclear war. Maybe, Father God, we're going to be delivered out of the nuclear war. We don't know, Father God. You didn't give us the details. Father God, you just let us know that you're coming back for a church without a spot. You're coming back for a church without a wrinkle. You're coming back for a group of people who are holy. For without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. You're coming back for a group of people who are not playing church. You're coming back for a group of people who's not practicing sin. You're coming back for a group of people who's ready to go back. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us to be ready when you come. But Father God, all of us have family members who's not ready. All of us have neighbors who are not ready. All of us, Father God, have co-workers and business partners. They're not ready to die. They're not ready. Father God, if Jesus would crack the sky today, they won't go up, Father God, because they're not ready. We cry out today, Father God, with everything, with individuals who do not know you in the partner of their sins. These individuals who are playing church, these individuals who are carnal, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we cry out today, Father God, that somebody somewhere will say yes. They won't wait to Sunday. They won't wait to get into a church building, the brick and the mortar. They won't wait for anything. But right where they are, Father God, hallelujah, just as they are, Father God, they will call on your name, Father God, and that you will hear them and answer them. Father God, in Jesus' name, God, we're crying out. God, we're crying out, God, not just for a nuclear war against Ukraine. Father God, hallelujah, it won't take much more for a nuclear war against the United States of America, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, we're living in such sophisticated times. All they have to do is get to the buttons. It's already set up. Somebody has to do is go, Father God, and push the buttons. Father God, may not the wrong person, Father God, get access, Father God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, to those buttons. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we cry out. God, we cry out. Father God, you said, Father God, that the first time the world was destroyed with water, Father God, you said this time is going to be fire. We pray it's not the fire from a nuclear war, Father. Oh, God, we know we close to danger. God is so critical. You're putting everything on hold. There's no time to be tipping through the tulips. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, God, you're calling your people to stop right where they are. Hallelujah. And pray. And pray. Turn the TV off and pray. Turn the internet off and pray. Take some time off work and pray. Oh, glory be to God. We're crying out for mercies, God. We're crying out for mercies. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, not just for the United States of America, but Father God, your people all around the world, for Jesus died for the whole world, for you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Father God, we activate and deploy the mantles of great revivalists, national deliverers, men and women used by God to do great exploits. Let those mantles fall down in the name of Jesus. We activate and we deploy new weapons from the kingdom of God to confront, to dismantle and destroy the trusted weapons of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we deactivate satanic activations that were set in motion to disfavor or subvert the righteous and the seed of the righteous. In the name of Jesus, we decree divine judgments against demonic command centers assigned to watch over, monitor, and enforce curses and attacks against the righteous and the seed of the righteous in Jesus' name. Father God, we speak into the womb of time and we release financial revival for our nation and prosperity of the righteous in our nation in the name of Jesus. We destroy lack, famine and financial setback, and we release the economic stability and advancement of our nation, our city, our churches, our ministries, our families. In the name of Jesus, we release wisdom and knowledge to overrule greed and ignorance in every system and pillar of our nation, in the name of Jesus. We command deliverance for those in positions of authority who desire to be responsible and productive in the advancement of the agenda of God for our nation. May they be delivered from the temptations of corruptions and theft. In the name of Jesus, we release divine acceleration in all development of projects, roads, schools, hospitals, etc. In the name of Jesus, let funds earmarked for such development be used for the greatest good of the people in the nation and not to enrich one generation while leaving behind another generation to suffer in the name of Jesus. We command empowerment and strength to the middle class and nations that are suffering under the weight of too many people not sharing the wealth and too many poor people not receiving relief in the name of Jesus.
God wants us to be helpers one to another. May one nation receive wisdom for correction and adjustment from God, so that we can be delivered from wicked rulers who will take advantage of the oppressive conditions of our nation to keep enriching themselves while punishing the poor and driving the country into economic ruin. Deliver us, O Lord, by the power of the blood of Jesus. We pray for new millionaires and billionaires to rise who will support the kingdom of God and its advancement and the release of global revival in the name of Jesus. We speak into the womb of time and we legislate by divine authority that the regulatory systems of our nation will be set in place and law enforcement procedures will be put in place to prevent prejudice and suffering of any one group of people as another group executes judgment based on gender, ethnicity, tribes, or belief systems. In the name of Jesus, let God's will for mankind take preeminence over wicked legislation and overrule technicalities and legalities that disfavor and disinherit the minority people, so that those in the majority rule unjustly over them. In the name of Jesus, let the wicked lose their position and let their seat be overturned now. In the name of Jesus, let them lose their position and let another who will be like Cyrus and favor the cause of righteousness take their place now. In the name of Jesus, we release the sevenfold spirit of God to rule over the banking system in our nation and reverse unfavorable interest rates and negotiating conditions on loans that make it difficult for the poor and those in the private sector so that they remain in perpetual debt, passed on from generation to generation. Let such systems receive the fire of God and break their hold over the life of the nation. In the name of Jesus, we command the unconditional release of the financial prosperity of those in the kingdom of God. Let money come now in the name of Jesus. We decree angelic interventions, angelic undergirding, angelic assistance, angelic reinforcements, and angelic undertakings to be released in this prayer to cover us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. By the power of our confession, we deprogram all satanic programming projected into the womb of our tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Through the blood of redemption, we command the arrest of all spirits and powers fashioned against us to hinder our advancement. Glory be to God. And release glory into our lives. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we uproot, tear down, and overthrow any seeds that are sown during this day and that are projected to show up on our tomorrow and hinder our progress, deny our elevation, or become a thorn to our peace and a block to our prosperity in the future. We repent, Father, for any error and judgment. We repent, Father, for any lack of discernment or speech that is contrary to your divine plan to prosper us and do us good and not evil in the land of the living. We release the power to focus and command our minds to be still and receive fresh insight for today and for the future. We arrest every distraction that attempts to interrupt the heavenly download of instructions and adjustments that need to be made so that we can have good success today, tomorrow, and beyond. Thank you right now, Father God. Hallelujah, for this prayer. Thank you, Father God, for delivering us. Hallelujah, from danger seen and danger unseen, Father. Hallelujah, and to our glorious future in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say thank you, Father. God, we say thank you. Hear our cry, O Lord. Attend unto our prayer from the ends of the earth, where we cry unto thee. For when our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to the rock that is higher than I, that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for us from the strong tower. You protect us from our enemies. For when our heart is overwhelmed, lead us to the rock that is higher than I. That is higher than I. Amen and amen and amen. Amen, amen and amen. God spoke to me on yesterday. And God told me to call an urgent global prayer, calling it urgent global security. We're interrupting our 6 a.m. service all this week, and we will be praying on our 6 a.m. platform. And I think the Spirit is leading me to call a special prayer on this Friday night, a real shut-in, old-fashioned shut-in. Come in and pray. Could we come in and we pray? We come in and we pray. We come in and we pray, doing things a little bit different than we do for our regular Friday night praise. This is urgent. Beloved, we are on the cusp of destruction. Not just the United States of America, this world is on the cusp of destruction. And it's time for God's people. God will hear the pleas of his praying half-heartedly, praying and looking at TV, praying and on Facebook, praying and on our phone, praying, glory be to God, talking, amen, having conversations while the prayer warrior is talking, glory be, all that foolishness got to stop. Beloved, we have entered into a critical era. He's talking to all of his leaders. He had Bishop Lambert call a whole month of prayer for his people where they prayed, hallelujah, 1 hour of prayer every day for 1 month. I spoke, see a couple of the pastors. They're calling all night prayer from 12 midnight to 6 in the morning, the way it used to do. We're not talking about sleeping. We're talking about praying. Beloved, it's critical. It's critical, it's critical, it's critical. And so this is what we will be doing this week, every day this week, however the Lord gives us to do it. Today, beloved, our focus will be on nuclear war. And your personal prayer time and your corporate prayer time, amen, let God's people cry out and pray against nuclear war. It's been a lot of threat. It's been a lot of discussion. And I'm telling you, we're on the cusp of it happening. And we're not just talking about Ukraine and Russia. And you better believe it. Pray. Pray. Nothing leaves heaven till somebody pray. Pray. Pray to pray till you need chapstick, as T.D. Jakes will say. Pray, amen. Pray till you lose focus of time. Pray, pray, pray till you start sweating. Pray, pray, pray. Pray like your life depended on it. Pray like your children's life depended on it. Pray like your family, your neighbor's life depends on it, beloved, because it does. Father God, meet us at 12 o'clock. And back at 9 o'clock. Father God, help us to halt whatever we can halt this week. We are in a critical mode of emergency. I know when God speaks to me. I know when God speaks to me. And God said we are in a state of an emergency. And people running around like nothing is up. A state of emergency. Father God, thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and to declare. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And Satan is defeated, and darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings. Beloved, as you make your plans for the future, your plans pertaining to your family, your business, and whatever else you're planning, you better be making some plans to go home. Because them songs that we sang on Friday night was divine, inspired by divine inspiration. Saints, you better be ready and prepared to go home. Because we're on our way. God bless you. Everybody have a good day. In Jesus' name.
There's a shifting in the atmosphere. There is dominion. There is power, yeah. When I pray, when I pray.